Hi, my name is Paul Burnett, and I'm here interviewing my father, Donald Burnett. So, how is your day going, Dad?
I'm hungry.
Okay, how do you get interested in skating?
Well, one day, one of my friends, when I was about 12 years old, and we used to launch rockets together, and he came over to my house and he said, "Hey, look at this thing that I got. It's called a skateboard." And I tried it out and I loved it, and I went skateboarding every day for years after that.
What was your career like after you got interested in skateboarding?
Well, when I became a bit older, I got more interested in music, which I had some experience in. And so I began playing music and decided to make a career out of that.
When did you start making an actual career out of music?
I put out my first album of my own band in 1985, but it wasn't until about 1991 that I actually quit my day job and became a full-time musician. My father was named Edward Burnett, and he was a computer system management specialist going back into the early 1960s.
So those were the big computers that took up, like, rooms, right?
Yes, a computer that would take up a large room and isn't even as powerful as the phone you're recording me on right now. That was what my father specialized in, computers for the medical industry. And once it was done at a major metropolitan area hospital, we would move to another city and he would do another computer job. As a musician, I went on tour a lot and I played in most every state. One of my first favorite memories of childhood is in Dallas, which is when my health got better. Well, I have a bad allergy to animal dander, and we always had a dog and at least one cat. So I was pretty much always sick for my first 10 years.
Did anyone, like, help you get through the sickness time?
Well, yeah, I mean, my parents were always, I had to go to the hospital a lot, and I had to get allergy shots two or three times a week. And, I had to sometimes get taken to the emergency room because I couldn't breathe. And so my dad or mom would help me. I have one brother and four sisters.
Was that kind of tough sometimes?
It was never boring. There's always some excitement happening.
So how would you say high school went for you?
High school was not bad, but not easy. There were problems in my home life at the time where my parents got divorced. I actually I just kind of left at an early age. I ran away from home.
Do you regret anything about it?
Yes, I regret that I just didn't stay and help my mom because she was having a hard time. But everyone else had gone on to college and moved out.
So at that point, it was just your dad sometimes coming home and your little sister?
Well, by that time, my dad and mom were divorced, and so my dad was gone, and I didn't see or talk to him for many years. He wasn't there much when I was a kid. He was working a lot, and so I didn't really know him. I did get to know him later in my life.
Can you tell me how you got to know him better?
Yeah. In my 30s, I decided to try to get back in contact with my dad because we hadn't talked in decades, and so I just would call him and talk to him and send him cards and Christmas cards and birthday cards, and ended up having a good relationship. And eventually, we got to have some real serious heart-to-heart talks where he even apologized to me for some of the mistakes he felt he had made that had affected us children.
So when you left your home and came to California, can you tell me some of your first thoughts about the state?
I noticed the weather, of course, being great, and I really liked being near the ocean, and lots of cool cars getting driven around, and I just thought it was really great, and I thought, man, I should just stay here.
So what were some of your first experiences in California that stand out to you?
One day I was going to lunch, And the guy says, oh, yeah, we got to go to this place called Noggles. It's just a fast food restaurant. But I had never heard of it. Yeah, Noggles. N-A-U-G-L-E apostrophe S. So we went there, and he orders something called a macho combo burrito. Well, I had never heard of a burrito before. I didn't know what a burrito was. Can you believe it? I mean, I was only 18, I guess, but... And I had such, so I ordered it too, and it was great, but man, it was just falling apart in my hands. I didn't know how to eat a burrito. The guy's laughing at me. I had to get a fork. I'm like, man, that's good. Anyway, for those who don't know, the Noggles chain got bought out by Del Taco, and you can actually get a macho combo burrito at Del Taco these days, and it's not quite as good, but it's okay.
That was Thank you. I totally needed to know that. Okay, so...
I've done different kinds of music, yes. In the early days, I got really interested into the punk rock scene of the early 1980s.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us about your life, Dad.
You're welcome.